Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcasts. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
This is Dante Lee, and you should check out Z, the SEO Queen.
This is David Spradley, and you should check out Z, the SEO Queen.
Do you have an online business or want an online business but lack the team or the expertise to get on Google page one? Did you know that 33% of all Google search traffic clicks the first result only? Do you want to get more traffic to your website, social media profile, or just want your video to get more hits or go viral? Well, you need to contact the SEO Queen Digital Marketing Agency, where you are more than just a number. You can't lose with the SEO Queen. More visibility, more credibility, more profitability. Visit theseoqueen.net for more information. That's theseoqueen.net. theseoqueen.net. That's theseoqueen.net.
Hello, this is Lady Z, a violinist. I'm coming to you because I want to encourage you to get your copy of Elevate. It's available on Apple Music and iTunes, Amazon, and Google Play. So if you're listening to this on your computer or your cell phone, whether you have an Android or an iPhone, you can get your copy of this song, this show's theme song, by just going to Apple Music, Amazon, or Google Play and get it today. I appreciate your support. Thank you.
This is David Spradley, and you should check out Z, the SEO Queen.
This is Dante Lee, and you are listening to the Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z.
Welcome to the Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z, a podcast about the secrets to success in technology, music, and business. On Bashani Radio, iHeartRadio, and iTunes, Bashani Radio, always talking about everything from New York City. You can listen to the Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z on any mobile phone or tablet device. The Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z, where we explore tech and enjoy the music while learning the secrets to success in music, business, and technology. Please follow us online at www.ladyze.com and on all social networks at Lady Z. Make sure you follow me on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook at ladyze. My next guest is the founder and president of one of the most dynamic professional associations in Southern California. It is none other than Mr. Dexter McLeod. How are you today?
I am well, thank you.
Great, great, great. So I invited you on the podcast today because I wanted to talk to you about entrepreneurship in the age of social distancing. So let's back up a little bit so our, you know, the listeners can get to know a little bit more about you. What drew you to entrepreneurship?
Well, I was drawn into entrepreneurship way back when I was young. It's always curious about being in business and what business was all about, and appreciating business as far as trade and commerce and inventing things and selling things and wondering how things work and how things are being made and how things are being sold. So I always had a curiosity about business. When I was young, I used to make paper airplanes. and sell it to my friends. Then I transferred that to selling candy to my friends, going to the candy store on Fridays and buying candy and buying it wholesale and selling it retail. And, you know, that skill set just been in me, you know, since I was young.
Oh, wow. So you used to sell paper airplanes and candy?
Correct.
This wow.
Was back in grade school. So I was always fascinated, you know, again, on, you know, making things, inventing things, creating things, and then seeing how I could sell it. I started a music group, too, when I was young. I got a couple of friends together, and we had a little boom box, and we used to knock on people's doors, just go door to door, and we asked them if we could perform for them. And we stand there and sing about two songs and do a little dance skit, and they'll give us a donation.
And oh, wow.
Yeah, we take that money, go down to the store and buy some candy and some junk food and saw the rewards. And that was just the birth of entrepreneurship. As a guy, I used to rake leaves, you know, have my little wagon and scooter and go around from house to house and rake leaves. And it's always, I always found it rewarding when I make my own money versus, you know, waiting for my parents to give me money or borrowing money or whatever. You know, it was just more rewarding when I earned and made my own money.
Oh, that's beautiful. So fast forward to about 10 years ago, mm-hmm. and you started getting this idea for the LA South Chamber. So what started that idea in your mind?
Mm-hmm. Well, we started the chamber. I was doing community work at the time. I was doing a lot of gang intervention work. I was doing job development work in the community. I just relocated back to Los Angeles from Atlanta, Georgia. In Atlanta, I was running three businesses at the time, and then decided to relocate back home, which is home to me as Los Angeles. So when I relocated back, I was working in the nonprofit social enterprise world, doing a lot of community work and social work. And I found that a lot of organizations were working in silos. They didn't have good relationships with government agencies. They didn't have good relationships with the local businesses. And they had similar needs as a nonprofit organization, but again, didn't have a common place to go to network and share resources. So we created, we didn't start a chamber, we started a community coalition. And with that community coalition, that morphed into a chamber of commerce, because I did some research about what a chamber was. I reached out to other chambers and asked them to support or either come into our community, which was South LA area. And we couldn't, to no success, we could not get the type of support we needed. So out of frustration, we created our own chamber.
Oh, wow. So, man, it's not every day that someone creates their own chamber of commerce. So what was that process like when you were creating this new entity?
Well, like I said, at first, it was more to support the local community, on mm-hmm. how we could bring resources in the local community of South Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. And when I mean resources, I'm talking about, you know, connections with banks, connections with businesses. You know, Los Angeles has a big history of not having good relationships with local merchants, as you know about the riots back in 65 with the Watts riots, mm-hmm. and then again in 92
with the Rodney
King uprising, where a lot of the local merchants were burned out, and that's because there wasn't a good relationship. And not only with the merchants, but again with government agencies, with big corporations, with or business to business connections, it just wasn't that. So our first objective and our initial goals were to create an organization that we can bridge that gap, where we can have a open dialogue. We had a lot of community forums. We brought people together from the business community, community stakeholders, law enforcement, government agencies, and we sat around and we talked about different different forms. And then again, I started doing some more research about Chamber of Commerce and how we could build that type of platform in our community so we can have a platform to dialogue and share resources and network and find out what's common to build those bridges. And that's how we started with the Chamber. We started off with eight of us. And out of that eight, it was two community leaders, a couple of local small businesses, and then two big corporations, because they were having issues as well. And then again, they were trying to figure out how to bridge resources or how to connect with some different agencies that they didn't know how to connect with. So the eight of us, we came around, we started the Chamber. It was just going to be a local chamber, just covered the area that we were in, which was the Compton, Willowbrook, Watts, Athens area. So that was just going to be a local chamber. And then after a couple of meetings, we decided, hey, you know, there's nothing going on around the whole city of South LA, so let's just call it South LA Chamber, which we changed the word to South LA, called it Los Angeles South, because we wanted to incorporate part of the South Bay and Long Beach. So we just said Los Angeles South Chamber instead of South LA. We didn't want to pigeonhole ourselves and just be in that one demographic area.
Well, that was smart because I hail from Long Beach. So, yep. My company is really excited and proud to be a part of the LA South Chamber. So my next question to you is, when you started out with those eight members, those first eight members, you said two corporations, a couple of community leaders, and then some small business owners, how long did it take you to grow the membership to where it is, where there's literally hundreds of business owners and community leaders and corporations involved now?
Correct, yeah. We're going into our fifth year, Z, and we're real proud of what we have accomplished over the years. Mm-hmm. There's no secret formula. There's no magic pill. It's all organic. Our board members are from South Los Angeles, so we all have a common goal, and that common goal is development of our community. We all grew up in South LA. I grew up in South LA. Right. So our membership has grown in the 5 years that we've been around to over 200, close to 250 members now. And with that, we're very diversified. And you would probably like this stat, Z, but 90% of our members are women.
Wow.
So, yeah, 90%. Something that we did not plan, we did not see. It just organically happened that way. And 90% of our women are, of our members are women. So, but in that, we are a very diverse chamber, meaning that we have a lot of different industries, from retail to manufacturing to schools to nonprofits to community organizations to technology companies like yourself, marketing and branding companies. So, solopreneurs, entrepreneurs, small businesses, mom and pop shops, universities, as well as big corporations. That's part of our chamber. So it's all done organically. We don't have a big budget where we do big campaigns and advertisements and television commercials or billboards and things like that. It's organic. It's, you know, we do, our motto and our goal is we provide a good product, a good service to our membership. And we put all of our attention and our time and efforts in developing that member. And if we're doing a good job, then that member tells another member. Okay? Right. We're not a multi-level type of organization. Again, it just happens organically. You know, a member says, hey, you know, they run across another business or their client or their colleague or somebody, say, hey, you need to join because this is a good organization that networks, that has business development, they have a strong community outreach program, and they connect you with government agencies. And that's how we've grown over 250 members now today.
Wow, that's incredible. So, you know, this year has definitely been just a challenge, but the chamber has continued to grow and thrive. So what three things would you recommend for companies to do to continue to grow and thrive in the midst of this era of social distancing?
Well, commitment, purpose, faith. Those are the three things. I could keep going on to five or six, but But those three things, you have to stay committed, okay? You have to stay committed in your mission and what you're doing. You have to find your purpose in what you do. Because your business serves a purpose with your in your community, with your customers. And, of course, you have to have faith. You have to continue on with your faith because the entrepreneur, you have to have faith. If you don't have faith in yourself, in a higher power, faith in your community, you will not survive as an entrepreneur because there's no guarantees. You know, as far as sustaining, especially when the pandemic hit. And that's what we had to do. We had to stay committed to our members. We had to identify our purpose at the time, and we had to pivot ourselves because we couldn't do a lot of the things that we were doing prior to the commitment pandemic. So we had to repurpose ourselves and become more of a resource and a highway of information for our members so they can stay up date on what's going on.
Absolutely. So what other trends have you seen take place in the business world as we're, you know, moving into the final quarter of the year?
Well, a lot of businesses are pivoting. Like I mentioned before, they have to transition. If you're not transitioning and you're not pivoting, you got to get out the mindset of pre-pandemic, what business was like prior to the pandemic. You know, you have to look ahead, and I always had this motto and always instill this into our membership, because you always have to look down the road and around the corner. You know, I always have to look at what's coming, what's next, because if you look behind you in your past, you know, that's in the past. Those things, those practices, those skill sets, you know, does not necessarily apply to what's happening in the future and what's going on now. So you have to learn how to be flexible. You have to be innovative. You have to be creative, you know, which is very, and that's what an entrepreneur is. Entrepreneur has all those characteristics. You know, you have to be creative. You have to come up, you have to solve problems. That is the biggest thing an entrepreneur does is a problem solver. You know, everybody else is, you know, doom and gloom and, oh, woe is me. But an entrepreneur sits back, get quiet, get in the lab or in their quiet space, and they start being creative. They start innovating and coming up with new ways of doing it. Because guess what? Commerce will always be here. Trade will always be here. It's not going to stop. It's just a matter of which platform and how do you deliver it? How do you deliver your products? How do you deliver your services? And that's what you have to key in and focus in on and to technology. You have to know what's happening with the technology. You have to be up on the technology. If you're not up on the technology, just like Zoom now, you know, prior to pandemic, a lot of us haven't even heard of Zoom. What was Zoom? We heard of, you know, webinars and FaceTime and things like that, but we didn't really use those platforms as we are using them today. And now they're becoming the primary method of communicating and having meetings and having webinars and getting your message across. You know, we were very familiar with e-commerce and trading online through Amazon and other platforms, but now small businesses have to start doing more of that, you know, getting their websites updated, getting their e-commerce platform, their SEO, getting all those things updated and structured so it will be able to sustain them, and that will be able to bring them into this new what I call the new reset, the new market that we're going to be going into in order to keep your business sustainable.
Okay, so how can people connect with you, Dexter, if they want to learn more about the LA South Chamber?
Sure. You can go on our website, www.lasouthchamber.com. You get a lot of information right there on our homepage. We have a lot of links on that, resource links on that page. You can give us a call, area code 323-282-1886. Also, we have an online publication where we have some great articles. You wrote a couple of articles on that, and we appreciate it. We have advertisement. We have a business directory on there, and that website is www.lasouthconnections.com. And those two websites, and then our number, you can always reach us.
Awesome, awesome. So I want to ask you, do you have any shout-outs that you want to give?
Shout outs to our members. Yes, I want to shout out Z, the SEO queen, one of our new partners. One thing that we pride ourselves on is that we're not your average chamber. And the reason why I say we're not your average chamber is because our chamber consists of all-star businesses. I look at all of our members as an all-star. And Z, you are a shining star amongst our all-stars, and I look forward to our partnership that we're going to be doing with some of the work that you do with the SEO and the website development and the technology marketing, technical marketing, I call it, things that you're going to be bringing to not only our membership, but the community as a whole. So yes, shouting out to all of our members, 200 plus members of the LA South Chamber. Shout out to our hometown, South Los Angeles. We are a shining beacon. We are, the LA South Chamber represents hope, and we will continue to represent hope to our community.
That's awesome. So I want to thank you, Dexter McLeod, for coming on to the Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z. And I do think that the LA South Chamber is not your average chamber, and it's the first chamber to be featured on the Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z. And it's just an awesome organization. And even if you don't live in the Southern California region, I urge you to check it out. There's a lot of great information in the LA South Connections magazine and the website as well. And do you have any final thoughts you want to leave with us, Dexter, before we sign off?
Yes, just keep hope, keep your faith, and find your purpose, and you'll be fine. So God bless you all.
This is Dante Lee, and you are listening to the Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z.
Queens, the Bronx, Stat, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.